You are going to listen to a conversation between Matt and Selma about satellite navigation systems. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, for questions 1 to 6. Put a cross in the correct box. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
So, Selma, did you and your family enjoy your cousin's wedding? Wasn't it in some smart hotel?
Yeah, it was great actually, Matt. Really lovely. Though we were quite late because we had to pick up the cake on the way. Actually, it was funny because when we arrived, everyone was talking about how they'd got lost. And it turned out they were all using satellite navigation systems, which gave the wrong directions. My parents and I didn't have any problems finding the wedding venue, but then we're local and knew roughly how to get there. Modern technology.
Well, yeah, okay. But for me, SatNav has really changed my life. Well, my work life anyway.
Really?
Yes, definitely. I often used to be late for appointments, but I'm not now. You know, I can get to clients so much quicker now, and I can spend more time with them. It saves such a lot of time.
Yes, I mean, I think they're great for people like me, because I have no sense of direction. But I sometimes still get lost, even with them. Mind you, it was even worse in the old days. Do you remember using paper maps? Oh, they were so awkward.
Well, to be honest, I hated using them, so before SatNav came along, I did tend to get lost. The idea of folding out an enormous piece of paper when you're on your own in your car, imagine doing that now.
Yeah, it was very difficult. But I do think people are going to lose the skills of, say, map reading or, you know, with the internet, we'll forget how to look things up in a dictionary or encyclopedia. My father's very much against online encyclopedias, and he thinks it's terrible to just get your phone out when you could be using your brain to work something out. I reckon it almost makes things too easy, that we're all becoming a bit lazy.
Yeah, maybe I can see your point. I mean, I think that when I go to a new city, I never really get to know the layout as I always depend on the sat-nav, whether I'm driving or walking. You never really have to think about where you're going, so you don't build a mental picture. I suppose if you're just on holiday, it doesn't really matter, but I know people who don't even know their local area really, because they just use the sat-nav all the time. But then, if you're at work, and you've got to get to the next client in 1 hour, there's no better way.
Yeah, you're right about that. I think for work, all this technology is all very good. But I think it also somehow makes us more pressured by time. Because everything's faster, so everyone gets even more impatient and we don't allow for sort of things to take longer sometimes. You know, someone sends you an email and they want a response straight away. And if you've got SatNav, you should just be there on time and everything. So somehow I think it makes time go too fast for us. Well, that's how I feel.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's horrible being lost.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so tell me about the wedding. Was Tim there? So, Selma, did you and your family enjoy your cousin's wedding? Wasn't it in some smart hotel?
Yeah, it was great actually, Matt. Really lovely. Though we were quite late because we had to pick up the cake on the way. Actually, it was funny because when we arrived, everyone was talking about how they'd got lost. And it turned out they were all using satellite navigation systems, which gave the wrong directions. My parents and I didn't have any problems finding the wedding venue, but then we're local and knew roughly how to get there. Modern technology.
Well, yeah, okay. But for me, SatNav has really changed my life. Well, my work life anyway.
Really?
Yes, definitely. I often used to be late for appointments, but I'm not now. You know, I can get to clients so much quicker now, and I can spend more time with them. It saves such a lot of time.
Yes, I mean, I think they're great for people like me, because I have no sense of direction. But I sometimes still get lost, even with them. Mind you, it was even worse in the old days. Do you remember using paper maps? Oh, they were so awkward.
Well, to be honest, I hated using them, so before SatNav came along, I did tend to get lost. The idea of folding out an enormous piece of paper when you're on your own in your car, imagine doing that now.
Yeah, it was very difficult. But I do think people are going to lose the skills of, say, map reading or, you know, with the internet, we'll forget how to look things up in a dictionary or encyclopedia. My father's very much against online encyclopedias, and he thinks it's terrible to just get your phone out when you could be using your brain to work something out. I reckon it almost makes things too easy, that we're all becoming a bit lazy.
Yeah, maybe. I can see your point. I mean, I think that when I go to a new city, I never really get to know the layout as I always depend on the sat-nav, whether I'm driving or walking. You never really have to think about where you're going, so you don't build a mental picture. I suppose if you're just on holiday, it doesn't really matter. But I know people who don't even know their local area, really, because they just use the sat-nav all the time. But then, if you're at work and you've got to get to the next client in 1 hour, there's no better way.
Yeah, you're right about that. I think for work, all this technology is all very good. But I think it also somehow makes us more pressured by time. Because everything's faster, so everyone gets even more impatient, and we don't allow for sort of things to take longer sometimes. You know, someone sends you an email, and they want a response straight away. And if you've got SatNav, you should just be there on time and everything. So somehow I think it makes time go too fast for us. Well, that's how I feel.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's horrible being lost.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so tell me about the wedding. Was Tim there?